Good morning, First Baptist Elon, on this cold, wintry Sunday morning. Thank you for joining me for worship. And obviously, this is not the kind of worship that we had planned for this Sunday, but we are experiencing the beauty of God's creation this morning with snow on the ground and sleet starting to fall. So I hope that all are with power, first of all, most importantly, and I also pray that each of you is staying warm this cold Sunday morning, and I'm thankful for technology so that we can gather together for worship in a unique way. So thank you for joining me from your home and my home this morning as we worship together. As we do gather for worship this morning, we are in the season of Epiphany Tide for the Christmas season, for the Christian calendar. This is the time after Epiphany where we continue to remember and reflect on the appearance of Jesus Christ to the entire world. And so this morning, as we talk about and reflect on how we are called to connect with our greater Creator, I encourage you to reflect on what God may be calling you to do this morning on this cold, wintry Sunday morning. As we gather this morning, I encourage you to use our bulletin as a resource this morning. We are going to do a modified worship service. Obviously, you're not going to hear me sing because I'm pretty sure the followers that are following our worship service, if you heard that, it may go, our numbers would be dwindling down very quickly, but I am going to play a little bit of music. So as you listen, and hopefully it'll be a little bit better than the previous song. But as you listen, I encourage you to sing along. The songs are on the back, are on your bulletin sheet this morning. You can go to our website at www.fbc-elon.org. And I pray that our connection, your technology will work this morning. I pray for my technology will work this morning as we gather for worship this day. Tonight, I also want to invite you, assuming that the weather still holds and the technology and we still have power, tonight at 5 p.m., we will be continuing our winter Bible study as we look at the book of James, the New Testament letter of James. We began this study last Sunday night at 5 p.m., had a wonderful beginning in looking at the intro and the first half of chapter 1, and tonight we will continue that at 5 p.m. on Facebook Live, and our focus tonight will be on how the Word goes to work. And what does that mean for us? What does that challenge us in this time? So, and tonight we'll be looking at James chapter 1, verses 19 through 27. The study guide for tonight's session can be found on our website at www.fbc-elon.org. So I encourage you to join me tonight at 5 p.m. Wrap up in your blanket, get your cup of coffee or a cup of hot chocolate, whatever you need to stay warm tonight, and join me as we study God's Word tonight at 5 p.m. on Facebook Live. I also want to remind you, and I want to thank all of you for being generous during the month of January as we have been collecting items for our January food pantry here at First Baptist Elon. Thank you for those that have already brought their groceries by, their non-perishable items by, items such as cereal and rice and canned food and lunch items like SpaghettiOs, things like that that we put in each of our boxes. We gave a box away earlier this week to a family that was in need, and we continue to share that love to people in our community. Thank you for those that have already brought items, and we're just a reminder, we're continuing to collect those items during the month of January. We're also continuing to collect donations to our benevolence fund, a fund that we use throughout the year to help people in need, help individuals in need that may need help and assistance with to pay their power bill or pay their Piedmont natural gas bill or pay for gasoline in their car to get to work or to get to doctor's appointment. So if you want to support that ministry, that fund, you can make a donation and just designate that on your tithe envelope for the benevolence fund. But thank you for those that have already supported our collection during the month of January, and we'll continue that collection through this entire month of this first month of our new year. Before we turn to our opening scripture reading this morning, many of you have already heard this week. Well, this week our church family has experienced two losses this week. First off, we lift up prayer and condolences to the Moody family John Moody's sister Claire passed away earlier this week, and we lift up prayer for John and Pam and the entire Moody family as they grieve the loss of a loved one. Our prayers go out to them and support them during this time. And many of you heard already, got word last night or early this morning during our Sunday school, our virtual Sunday school classes. Our brother in Christ, Carlos Dishman, passed away yesterday evening about 7:30 at home. Be in prayer for Jane, be in prayer for the Dishman family in the coming days. And we'll be sharing just the modified funeral arrangements, which will be basically just a visitation at the funeral home at some point in the near future. But be in prayer for Jane and be in prayer for the entire Dishman family at this time. We lift up all those that are going through difficult times, not just those who've lost loved ones, but those that are battling COVID right now in the midst of this time of year, those that are battling illness and recovering from surgeries or facing surgeries. We lift up all those. Reminder that we send out a prayer list each week in our weekly email. Make sure you use that as a resource, a tool to use during the week to pray for those individuals going through difficult times. As we think about how God challenges us and calls us and prepares us to minister for Him, let us go to His Word this day. Our opening scripture reading comes from Psalm 36, and be reading verses 5 through 10 this morning. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the great deep. O Lord, you preserve both man and beast. How priceless is your unfailing love. Both high and low among men find refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from the river of delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Continue your love to those who know you, your righteousness to the upright in heart. As we think about all that God provides us, not just on Sunday mornings, but every single day of our lives, how He pours into us with His Spirit. May we go to Him in prayer this morning and thanking, giving Him thanks for who He is, what He does, and what He will continue to do. Let us go to the Lord in prayer this morning. God of abundant and steadfast love, we gather to worship and praise you on this wintry Sunday morning. There is no way we as humans can measure the immensity of your love, because it is vast as the immeasurable heavens. Your love is deeper than the deepest seas, and all of creation cannot contain all the love that flows so faithfully and generously from your heart of grace. How precious is your love to us, we who forever have doubts about how lovable we can be. All loving and all merciful God, help us today to accept the searching light of your love within our lives, so that with honest hearts, we may experience your just peace, surrounding and upholding us in our daily struggles of faithfulness. Remembering God, help us to always rely on your eternal promises, so that claiming those promises as our very own, we may daily grow in love and in our commitment to our holy and righteous God, and seek to serve you in all of our days, not just on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday as well. We lift this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This morning, or the next hymn we're going to listen to, and I'll encourage you to sing along, is He Keeps Me Singing, a special, powerful hymn that God challenges us with, that He challenges us to keep singing every day of our lives. You know, we are constantly challenged as His people to worship every single day, not just with the thoughts and the reflections that we have, but with the words and the actions that we have. And as we worship Him this morning, I encourage you to think about what he is calling us to be, who he's calling us to be, how he's challenging us to be the persons that he wants us to be. So I encourage you to sing along, use the words on the back of your on your bulletin this morning if you don't know the words, and sing along this morning to "He Keeps Me Singing." As one of those songs that kind of keeps your feet tapping. You may have heard me singing in the background, and I apologize for that if you did. That is one of those songs that I remember learning as a young kid at Connect Memorial Baptist Church. Every once in a while on Sunday evenings, we would have a hymn singing. People had the opportunity to make requests for the music minister, and they would sing hymns for 30 minutes or 45 minutes or an hour. It depends on how many songs are chosen and how many people had a request. And there was a lady in our congregation, I remember she always would sing, choose "He Keeps Me Singing As I Go," as one of her favorite hymns. one of her favorite choruses, and that's what we would always sing. So, again, that song brings me joy, and I hope it brings you joy this morning, because no matter what we're going through, just saying the name of Jesus, experiencing his name, can keep our hearts singing, no matter what may be going on, no matter what the weather may be outside, no matter what we may be going on inside, the inner weather that we may be experiencing in our lives, that his name can keep us singing as we go. As we think about what's going on in the life of our church and in the midst of our community right now, at First Baptist Elon, over the past few weeks, obviously you've known that since the turn of the calendar year, we've only met virtually for worship on Sunday mornings because of the rising COVID numbers, and the COVID numbers continue to be high. Over the last week, I've been communicating with our church leadership and our Sunday school teachers about the plans, about what to do for worship and Sunday school for the remaining months, or for the remaining Sundays in the month of January and leading into February. As many of you know from watching the news on Sunday mornings, or any day during the week, or Sunday or in the evenings, you know the COVID numbers in our community continue to rise, reaching an all-time high this past week. Over 500 students and over 100 teachers in the Alamance Burlington school system alone. That's just talking about the school system that's local here. That's not talking about the private or charter schools as well, have tested positive with COVID over the past week. COVID has touched our church family over the last week, week and a half, and 2 weeks. So our prayer and hope as a congregation and as a community is that these numbers in our community will soon decline. We'll start seeing those numbers decrease over the coming days and weeks. But until that time, the leadership at First Baptist Elon has decided that we'll continue with just virtual worship services on Sunday mornings for the remaining Sundays in January. So for next Sunday, January 23rd, and the final Sunday in January, January 30th, we will continue with the just virtual worship services on Sunday morning. That worship service will be at 11 a.m. on Facebook Live. Our Sunday school classes will continue to meet virtually as well. We will not meet in person. Obviously, the Omicron variant of COVID is very contagious, and meeting in small classrooms at a time is probably not the right thing to do. So during the month of January, we continue with virtual meetings. Now, two of our Sunday school classes have been meeting virtually over the last couple weeks. They met this morning. One class met at 9:30, and one class met at 10 o'clock. And I know some of our classes may not feel comfortable setting up a virtual meeting, but we are going to share those links, those meeting information, if you would like to join one of those classes for the next couple Sundays. I know one of the classes had a couple members from one of the other Sunday school classes join them this morning during their meeting time. And I'm not sure about the other Sunday school class. I just know about the one that I'm aware of right at the moment. But our Sunday school classes will meet virtually for the next couple weeks as well. Church leadership will be discussing, following the January 23rd worship service, the plans for moving into February. We hope we'll see a decline with the COVID cases in our community. That is our prayer, and that we'll hopefully get to come back together to worship and meet together very soon. But we're also thankful during this time, despite what's going on with this virus, that we can meet virtually during this time. We also want to encourage you and remind you that if you do not have, I don't want everyone to communicate this with those in our congregation, that if you can't have the means, or you don't know how to connect for our worship services on Facebook Live, that you're welcome to contact the church. And we do make DVD copies of each worship service. This service this morning, we'll have a DVD copy of it ready probably later this week. And we are distributing those as well. So it may not be on Sunday morning, but you may get it a little bit later in the week and use that as a resource as you worship, as we corporately worship together as the church body. But I pray that, again, we pray that the COVID numbers in our community, not just in our community, but across our state, across our nation, and across our world will decline in the coming days. As we distance ourselves from the holiday gatherings, and we pray that as these numbers come down, that we will gather back together again as a church body, and as the church family at First Baptist Elon. As we prepare to encounter God's word today, as we prepare ourselves for the sermon this morning, would you go with me in prayer as we lift prayer to God this day, as we call and challenge ourselves to be the Christians, the believers, the followers that he challenges us to be. Let us pray. Steadfast God, we confess that sometimes we are so busy with the day-to-day our day-to-day lives, and so busy even putting up walls between ourselves and others, that we cannot see the home that you are building for all of us. We spend so much time noting the differences between us and others, while you are embracing everyone as your child. We run to welcome those who look like us and talk like us and act like us, and yet you throw open the doors to the stranger, to the alien that are in our midst. Forgive us, faithful God. By your grace, help us to see the household you are building for all people. There are no rooms that are off limits. We are all connected through you and fed by your grace. Father, this is what we long for. This is what we desire. This is what we pray this day in the name of Jesus Christ, our peace, our hope, our Savior, and our Lord. Amen. Again, I want to thank you for joining me for worship on this cold, wintry day. I know this is one of those days you may want to get in your warmest clothes and climb underneath the blanket and have your cup of coffee or your hot chocolate in your hands and just hunker down and enjoy looking out the window at the beautiful snow that has fallen. I know I've looked out the window quite a few times today, and now I hear the sleet that is tapping on the windows. And I pray that if anyone has any difficulty during this time with the weather, if you lose power, or if you have any kinds of needs, please do not hesitate to contact one of your church leaders. You can contact myself, you can contact Gay, our music minister, you can contact your deacons, and we will be quick to help you in any way possible. We pray as we've hit that transition from snow to ice in Alamance County here, that it will not lead to power outages that are forecasted in the days and in the days to come. So I pray that everyone will stay safe, they'll stay warm, and I also pray that that you will be touched by what God may be challenging you this day on this wintry weather day in Alamance County. Again, I hope your families are doing well. I hope that you will forgive me for the backdrop and just the setting for our worship today. We did not want to risk getting our worship leadership out on the roads this morning, knowing that the weather was going to turn, make that transition from snow to ice, and knowing the roads, while they were treated, were not going to be very, very safe to travel on this day, and we wanted to keep them at home safe. So thank you for joining me from your home and joining me in my home this day. I think it's a little bit ironic this morning as well that I am starting a new sermon series that I plan to start the new sermon series this Sunday that will be kind of a focus for our congregation at First Baptist Elon for the 2022 calendar year. And in the title of this sermon series is called Connections. And it's funny that this sermon series is started on a Sunday where we have winter weather outside. COVID numbers are escalating in our community, and we're unable to gather in person for worship. But I think God has a sense of humor, and I think God is challenging us that in the connections that we have are important, and any way that we can make a connection, we are called to do so. But despite the irony, over the next 4 weeks, I will be preaching about the importance as Christians in making connections in our world. This morning, we begin with the most important connection that as believers of Christ, we can make, and that is the connection that we have with our Creator. Now, the mission of the church our mission at First Baptist Church of Elon and for the larger Christian church, but the mission specifically for our church at First Baptist Elon cannot be fulfilled in isolation. If we think about it, it is through relationships that we accomplish the task of presenting Christ as our Savior, pursuing Christ as our Lord, and praising God as our King. When God, our Creator, brought humanity into existence, he never intended the human heart to live in isolation. We were created for relationships. You see, isolation quenches our heart. It robs us of our joy. It depletes us of our health and can even shorten our lives. I was recently moved by a story of the Navy captain, Eugene Red McDaniel. McDaniel was a prisoner of war for 6 years in the infamous Hanoi Hilton, which was the famous prison found in Vietnam. And he was held for 6 years there during the Vietnam War. McDaniel was brutally tortured for not giving up the names of the prisoners who helped plan an escape during that time. His captors wanted to keep all of the American prisoners there in the prison isolated and vulnerable. So prisoners caught trying to communicate with each other would be tortured, and McDaniel had already experienced all the torture and pain that he thought he could go through. He came to fear isolation more than any of the threats of torture or the torture itself. The highlight of each day McDaniel shared was being taken to the washroom, where he managed to whisper briefly with two other American soldiers who were brought in at the same time. They told him about the Camp Code, and this was an acrostic systems that had developed within the walls of the prison that involved taps on the wall or taps on the floor to spell out letters of the alphabet to create the communication system for the prisoners. If a new prisoner arrived in the prison and could not learn this acrostic system, this tap system, within about 30 days of their arrival, the soldier would gradually start to draw inward and deteriorate physically, mentally, and emotionally. Those soldiers that did not communicate, that did not connect with each other, did not make it. We cannot survive in isolation. We cannot serve in isolation. We must be connected. And this goes for our faith life, most importantly for our faith life as well. It all begins, this our whole lives, our faith life, our vitality of our faith life begins with our connection with our Creator. Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus is all about connection. Chapter 2 speaks to the importance of our connection with our Creator, which nurtures our connection with other individuals, with other believers. This leads to spiritual unity. Now, if you have your Bibles with you this morning, I want to encourage you to turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2 this morning. We're going to actually read the entire chapter this morning. This is more than I normally would do on a Sunday morning, but this chapter is so rich, talking about connection and how God weaves that connection that we have with Him and how that nurtures our relationship and our connection with others, that every word is vital to understand the importance of our connection with our Creator. So if you have your Bibles, I encourage you to turn there. Ephesians chapter 2, starting in verse 1, we're going to read verses 1 through 22 this morning. It starts as this: "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath, But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, that done in the body by the hands of men, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with his commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace in you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundations of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Paul's words are powerful. Paul's words in Ephesians chapter 2 are very strong. But I think there's three main points. There's three considerations that we have to understand about our connection to the Creator. Most importantly, as we begin to understand the importance of connection this year as a congregation, each individually as followers of Christ and as a larger Christian body. The first consideration that Paul reveals in Ephesians is to realize that our ability to bless others flows first from our connection to God. Did you get that? Our ability to bless others, the good that we want to provide to others, is blessed from our connection to our Creator. Ephesians chapter 2 covers two important points of our spiritual walk with God: our salvation and our spiritual unity. Ephesians 2:8 and 2:9 remind us, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. It is a gift from God. Now, we've heard that verse before, and we know the importance of grace in our lives. Our connection with God begins with our recognition that God makes our relationship right with our Father. You know, with Christ, he makes all things right with him. Through the opportunity of salvation, through his Son, Jesus the Christ, we can have a right relationship with him. We can't have it without him. Christ has restored what was lost in Eden. All we have to do is accept this gift from him. Now, when we are right in a right relationship with God through the salvation Christ provides, we can then start connecting with others. Only through him, Jesus Christ, can we be united to the Father. Only through him can we truly bless another out of the goodness of God. Do you see how the importance of the connection to God is? Only through him can we make a difference in the lives of others. Paul reminds the Ephesians that in the opening verses of this chapter, that believers are separated from unity with God through sin. We were the objects of wrath because of this sin. However, we were united with Christ, Jews and Gentiles alike, made one through his salvation act. We are brought near to him. We can experience our Heavenly Father connected by our faith. Connected by our faith to the apostles of the past, the body of the Christ, the church in the present, and the greater kingdom in the future. Through him, we are connected as one body. Our Creator dwells within us completely through the church. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit more detail in just a moment. That is the reason why it is important for us to be plugged into a local body of believers. God has saved us to be in unity with him and with one another. God loves unity. You remember, Satan is the one who divides and destroys. God is the one who unites and builds up. But Paul also has a second consideration that we need to take into account. And that second consideration that Paul speaks about in Ephesians chapter 2 is the personal priority that our connection with God must have in our lives. Notice I said priority. It doesn't just start with that, it start and end with that salvation experience. It has to be a daily priority in our lives. When it comes to our personal relationship with our Creator, we must experience three personal experiences in our lives. In order to have faithful fellowship with him, each of these three must occur. Now, you notice I didn't say just one of the three, two of the three. Each of these three must occur for us to nurture that relationship with him and for it to be a priority for us. First, we must know Christ. And I always say, well, that's simple. Yeah, I know who Jesus Christ is. I know what he did for me. I understand how that makes an impact in my life. I know what that is. But it's more important. It's much deeper than just to know Christ. This speaks to our salvation relationship that we just talked about, but it goes beyond that. To have connection with our Creator, to know him, it starts by knowing the one who made this relation possible. Paul reminds us with his opening words in chapter 2, as for you, you were dead. This death is defined by being separated from him. Only through the redeeming act of Christ is our relationship made right with the Creator. Only through him is it made right. We must know him intimately. We must call him by name. We must go to him daily. That is what it means to know Christ. I heard this past week, Jennifer and I were talking about a person that went to high school with us who passed away unexpectedly. And we knew the name. And it's one thing to say, I knew so-and-so, but I didn't really know so-and-so. There's a difference between saying we know Christ, and there's a difference from knowing Christ. Because when we know Christ, when we do know him, he will know us as well. The second priority that we must experience in yielding to the one who has made is yielding to the one who has made everything right in our lives. Yielding. That's that sign that we oftentimes ignore when we're driving. That yield sign is very important. As many of you know, my youngest son, Luke, attends Western Elementary Middle School. 2 days during the week, I have the great joy of picking him up from school after school each day. I am one of those many cars that if anybody drives out past Western Elements High School or down towards Western Middle School between 2:30 and 3:30 on any school day, you will see a long line of cars stretched out almost all the way out to Highway 87. Many times it goes all the way out there. I am one of those cars two of the 5 days of the week. For anyone who has never seen or experienced being in that line to pick up students from Western Middle School from school, to the outside eye, it looks like it is complete chaos of what is going on for pickup. However, at the heart of this pickup procedure on a school day after school is one man. There is one man who stands at the crossroads right in front of the school where four roads go off in different directions. One man stands as the crossroads. And this crosswalk guard basically directs traffic for buses arriving and departing, parents arriving to pick up and leaving after they get their children, teachers and staff members leaving the school for children walking home from school. He controls everything. One man, one stop slash yield sign that controls the flow of hundreds of cars, hundreds of people on a given day. Everyone follows his direction. Everyone stops for this one gentleman, because without him, there would be pure chaos. The same is true for our relationship with Christ. Just as I and many others during the week yield for that crosswalk guard during the school week, each believer, each one of us must yield to Christ as the one who is in control and directs our lives. John 15 says, "I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." When we yield to him, when we yield to Christ, the one who has made our relationship right with the Heavenly Father, right with our Creator, when we yield to Christ, we will make a difference by producing fruit for him. Now, the third priority that we must experience in developing and nurturing and making this relationship with Christ a priority in our life is spending time in God's Word. Our relationship with Christ transforms our lives. How does this happen? By His transforming Word of God, the power of God's Word. Believers must spend time daily with God by meditating on His Word, the Bible. This provides the spiritual resource for God to transform our hearts, to transform our minds. It challenges us to use our hands. It is through God's Word that our lives are changed. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly." This transformation transcends us individually, and it flows out of us and affects everyone around us, especially our families and our friends. Times of family worship together stimulates God's work in our children and our grandchildren's lives. Our family spends every single night before we go to bed doing a daily devotional that involves reading God's Word and a devotion that includes praying at night together. No matter how bad that day has gone, that's how we end our day. This creates a climate in which the Word of God can not just transform my life, but it transforms the lives of our family members. Or is your family spending time in God's Word? Because it transforms our life. And by doing so, you're making your relationship with Christ a priority, and that connection with the Creator is made great. The final consideration that Paul reveals in Ephesians 2 is the corporate aspect of our connection with God. We just talked about the personal. Now we have to talk about the body. In verse 22, Paul says, "And in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." Just as the Holy Spirit indwells each of us when we connect with Him through our salvation experience and making our relationships a priority with Him, the Spirit also indwells the church, the larger church body, as a corporate body. Ephesians 4 says there is one body and one Spirit. Through the body of Christ, the kingdom of God is built. Our personal witness is directly linked to the unity found with others in Him. How does the corporate body, the church, grow together? It starts with each individual being committed to Him. It starts personally, and then it grows out of the corporate group. Through the uniting connection, we start to grow together and make a difference for Him. The first thing that I would encourage each of you individually to do and as a corporate body together is to be involved, engaged in the worship experience on Sunday morning, whether it be at First Baptist Elon or someone else. But right now I'm talking about FBC Elon. Be engaged, whether that means virtually or in person. We experience discipleship and fellowship in a large setting when we worship together. Even this morning, we're experiencing that this morning. We are encouraged when the discipleship and fellowship grows together. We are encouraged when the power of the saints worship together. The second thing that I would encourage you, each of you to do, and us as a corporate body to do, is to be involved in some type of discipleship class outside of the corporate gathering on Sunday morning for worship. This begins with our Sunday school classes on Sunday morning and carries over to our Bible study and discipleship groups that meet on Sunday nights. This morning we had Sunday school classes that met virtually. You can be a part of those groups. Be a part of one of those groups. Right now it means virtually. Be a part of one of our two Sunday school adult groups that are meeting virtually. Right now we are just beginning another discipleship class on Sunday nights. This is an important part. Be a part of this as we study the book of James. We just started last Sunday night, so you're just beginning on the beginning of it. You have some time this afternoon. Watch session one on our Facebook page of the church, and then join me tonight at 5 p.m. or find a time where you can connect with us as we grow in God's Word. Be a part of these groups because this is the best way to build spiritual accountability, encouragement for each other, and it also grows and is rooted in prayer. Finally, the third and final thing to grow the body corporately as we make connections is to serve not only the members of the body of Christ and serve with the members of the body in the larger community. This is ministry. This is service at its purest form. Utilize the spiritual gifts that God has blessed you with, that your Creator has blessed you with, to make a difference within the walls of the church and outside the walls. Because when we worship together, when we study God's Word together, we should be inspired and empowered by the Spirit to make a difference, to do something with the knowledge and the relationships that we have formed and that we have gained. You see, connection is the key. Connection is our focus for this year. And it all begins with our connection to the Creator. The tallest trees in the world, the roots of the giant redwoods and the giant sequoias on the west coast of the United States, have roots that only grow a few inches deep into the soil. Their strength, however, comes from their roots. As they grow together, they connect with one another. Their interconnecting creates a strong support system and provides the foundation and the base that these trees need to last for hundreds and thousands of years. As Christians here at First Baptist Elon, we too need to be rooted together to go strong in Christ. This connection all starts with our connection with our Creator. Let's get connected today. Let's be connected as we make a difference for our Creator, through our Creator, called by our Creator. Let's pray. Father, Paul's words in Ephesians chapter 2 are challenging words, but they are a reminder of how important our connection with you is. Our connection is also important as we, through our relationship with you, are called to connect with others, to make a difference in others' lives, and as we connect as the body of believers at First Baptist Elon, to make a difference in the world. Father, may it starts with us each individually. Father, may we do what is needed to make those connections. May we do what is required to make a difference in this world. As we seek to make that connection with you this day on this cold, wintry Sunday morning, Father, may you take this message and may you grow this. May this be a seed that grows deep inside of us through this year and for years and years to come. Father, thank you for being a creator who cares so much that you pour into us each day. In the Lord's name we pray. Amen. As we close out our worship time this morning, we're going to sing, play a song that, a hymn that is a hymn that is a challenging hymn. It's a hymn that challenges us as we reflect on the words. I encourage you to look at your bulletin as a resource. It's a words that say we are called to be God's people. We are called through our relationship with our Creator to be His people today. As we reflect on these words and as we listen to the song, sing along if you want to. I'm going to open the window so you can look at the beauty of God's creation today as the snow and the ice continue to fall. As we listen to this song, and then I'll just close the worship service with a benediction in just a moment. What is God challenging you today with? How is God challenging you to connect with Him? If you need that initial connection that begins with that salvation experience, get in touch with me this week. My contact information is on the church website. Get in touch with me. Call me. Let's talk about what it means to be connected to Him today. Or if that connection involves what it means to be a part of our body of believers at First Baptist Elon as we grow together as the family, call me. Let's talk. What does it mean to be connected as the body of believers? Or maybe that connection is just something that you need to reconnect with God this morning. Spend some time in prayer today. Today's a perfect day to do that. So we sing as we listen, or maybe as you sing this closing hymn, what is God challenging you with this morning? Because we are called to be God's people.
Thank you.
connect with your Creator today. In whatever way you can, connect with Him. Go in peace and join me tonight at 5 p.m. for our Bible study on the book of James.